The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, text number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 5th, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
चापले अर्धके दान्ते अधिता किरणके अनुवर्तिने चक्रु कृपान यद्यपि तुल्य दर्शन सुसुषमाने मुनयो अल्पवासिनी। दीज आर दी क्वालिफिकेशन हाउ टू रिसीव फेवर ऑफ द डिवोटी। Yes, Narad Muni in his previous birth, a boy servant, but boys are generally restless. But Narad Muni was not restless. Chapale. What is doing there? Proclivities. Generally, boys are attached to so many different types of playful things. This also becomes possible by association. Just like you are all young men, you have got so many desires naturally, especially in the Western countries. But you have voluntarily given up not to go to the restaurant, not to go to the club or theater or cinema. These are good qualifications. So, you are a boy, but you give up all these things. Ardhaka. Ardhaka means not experienced very well, or almost foolish, ignorant. They are called arbhaka. So although you are a child, you are a boy, but by the association of exalted devotees, he also became very sober. Sober. Susumane munayo alpabhasini, and he was not talking very much. Too much talking unnecessarily is against spiritual advancement of life. Therefore, sometimes those who are very, very talkative, they are ordered by their spiritual master that you keep silence, mauni, mauni bhava. Somebody, they practice to become always silent. You'll find some of the sadhus, the mendicants, they also keep silence. But they sometimes make this, that, this, and that is not good. Silence means don't talk nonsense. Whenever you speak about Krishna. That is real silence. You make a vow that I shall not speak anything except topics of Krishna. That is real silence. Not that to become silent. To become silent, mind will work. Better chant Hare Krishna and hear. There is no question of becoming silent. There is a verse about Ambarish Maharaj. Sabai manakrishna padaravindayo vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānu varna. Manakrishna padaravindayo. if you fix up your mind on Krishna, naturally these things will be controlled. First of all, our mind must be fixed up on the lotus feet of Krishna. Always chant Hare Krishna. And chant and hear, naturally, with the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, we'll memorize the form of Krishna, the lotus feet of Krishna. In this way, if we fix our mind always on the lotus feet of Krishna, naturally, these good qualities will come. Yashasi bhakti bhagavati akinjana sarvai gunai tatra samasati sura. Bhakti, unless we have got bhakti, manmana bhavamad bhakta, who can fix up his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna unless he is a bhakta? Manmana bhavamad bhakta. These are the preliminary qualifications. And alpabhashini, susu samana. At the same time, service must be there. And simply, I am chanting, but no, I am not giving service. That may be possible for Haridas Thakur. He was simply chanting 300,000 times. That was possible by Haridas Thakur. But if we imitate Haridas Thakur, that I shall chant only, that is not chanting, you will sleep only, that's all. That is not possible. It is possible only for the liberated person. Therefore, we should not imitate. Our Guru Maharaj has condemned this. Mantumi kisher vaishna. Pratishtharatare nirjanera ghare tava hari naam kevala kaita. In Vrindavan you'll find there are so many. They imitate in a sick place they are chanting, but they cannot give up even smoking bill. You see? So this kind of imitation has no value. Therefore, susu-sumane. Sevan-mukhi jivadu sayameva surattana. You must give service to the spiritual master. Spiritual master does not accept any service for his personal benefit, but for Krishna's benefit. So, this is required. Susu-sumane. Dante adhita kiranake anubhottini. Following the principles, whatever the sages ordered, boy, immediately, susu-suman, immediately carried out. Anubhutya, these are the qualities. Chakrum kripa. Then, chakru means deed, kripa, mercy. Naturally, if anyone follows without any hesitation, whatever the spiritual master says, naturally he becomes kind. Anyone will become kind. Why the spiritual master is placed to become kind. But anyone, if you follow, if you obey, then he becomes merciful. This boy is very nice. He obeys order, he serves very nicely. But that is required. Chakrum kripa. Yadyapi tulya darshana. Tulya darshana. Because saintly person, they have no discrimination. That this man should be shown special favor, they have no such discrimination. They are merciful to everyone. Samadarshana. Pandita samadarshana. Although they are equal to everyone, is still one who is very much inclined to render service, and specially impact. Therefore it is said, yadyapi tulya darshana. It is not that saintly person is partial, showing somebody a special favor and somebody no favor. No. They are open to everyone. Just like Krishna is open to everyone. Krishna says, sarvadhanman purittajya mamekam saranam vraja. It is meant for only Arjuna. He is open to everyone. There is sunlight. Sunlight is open to everyone. Everyone can enjoy sunlight. But if you keep your doors closed voluntarily, then what sun will do? Sun is tulya darshana. There is a verse of Chanakya Pandit. Nahi harati jyotsna chandas chandala vishmani. Chandala. Chandala means the low caste, lower than the Shudras, the meat-eaters. Meat-eaters in India, they are called Chandala. So, especially pig eater. Still you will find in villages, the sweeper class, they capture one pig, they maintain the pigs, they sell as well as they eat. Living pig, they burn into fire. Still, publicly. And it cries like anything, but they are allowed. Publicly they do that. So Chandala Vishmani, that is very polluted, sinful place. But that does not mean that the moonlight is refused there. Moonlight is not refused because it is the house of a Charnak. Therefore, moon does not consider that he should be refused or sunlight is refused there. No, sunlight is equally distributed. Nahi harate jyotsna chandras chandalo vishmani. Chandra means the moon. Similarly, all devotees or Krishna, he is not reluctant. Either devotee, Krishna's devotee or Krishna is reluctant to bestow the mercy to anyone. Tulla, that is called tulla darshana. The mercy is open for everyone. But it's still, if one is inclined to give service, sushusumane is special. That is not, partiality. That is natural. Just like one man has got his own son, and there are others, sons, others, children also, playing together. If there is danger, the man goes first of all to save his own son. You cannot say, oh, you are so partial. No, that is not partial. That is natural. That is natural. Nobody will criticize that you did not save other's son, you simply took care of your own son. That is natural. Krishna also says, samoham sarva-bhutesu, nami desyasti na priya. That's a fact. How Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can be enemy of somebody and friend of somebody. That is not possible. Nami desyasti na priya. Nobody is my especially favorite and nobody is my enemy. But jetu bhajanti maang prithya. But a person who has taken devotional service and with love and faith is engaged in devotional service, I am especially inclined to. Especially government. Government is not anyone's enemy or anyone's friend. But if anyone gives special service to the government, he is recognized. He is given the title, Sar, or CIE or something like that. So these things are natural. This is not partiality. It's not that the government offers anyone special recognition for his service. That is not partiality. Similarly, when Narad Muni in his previous work was very sincerely, obediently engaged in the service of the saintly person, the chakru kripang, special favor. Unless there was special favor, how immediately after that birth he could become Narad Muni? Special favor. Everyone is engaged, but this is the special favor. There are many instances like that, but that we should not take that this special favor is partiality. No. Therefore this word is used, tullo darsana. So if we acquire these qualities, sevan mukhe hi jivhado, sameva spuratta. The main basic principle is susrusa mani. Susrusa, service. So service is very important thing. So susrusa mani, munayo alpabhashini, very grave, one should be very grave, and refrain from unnecessary engagement. These things are possible when we detach ourselves from the so-called material engagements, that is illicit sex, and meat eating, and intoxication, and that. These are unnecessary things. There is no need of these things, but we are accustomed. We have become accustomed to the, on account of bad association. So we should refrain from all these things. This is called Dante. What is the meaning of Dante? You know?
Having control this.
Yeah, having control this. This is Dante. We have to control these things. Then special favor will be there. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, all the Vedas are searching after me. Lord Sri Chaitanya says that in the Vedas, the subject matters are only three, namely to establish the relation of the living entities with the personality of Godhead, perform the relative duties in devotional service, and thus achieve the ultimate goal back to Godhead. As such, Vedantabadi, they have been described Vedubadi in the previous verse. Vedantabadi are the followers of the Vedanta indicates the pure devotees are the personality of God. That is Vedantabadi. Vedubadi. Vedubadi means actually one who knows what is the objective of Vedas. They take to Krishna consciousness. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed Vedanta philosophy with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said that in the Vedanta or Vedas there are three things only. Sambandha, Avideya and Prayoga. All shastras in the Bhagavad Gita also the same three things are there. Sambandha, Avideya and Prayoga. Sambandha means, first of all, what is my relationship with God? That is called sambandha. It's like, first of all, a boy or a girl is to be married. So, that is the basic system. The father and mother selects. That is called sambandha. When they fix that this boy will be married with that girl, that is called sambandha. So, relationship. Then when the sambandha is established by marriage, and the boy or girl is married, then the sambandha is done now. Now the boy and the girl may remain separately in their respective homes. No. There is obhidhya. When they are united by the marriage, There must be dealings between them. That is called avidya. Avidya. Avidya means not that our now marriage ceremony, relationship established, now you Mr. Such and Such, you go home, I go home. No. There must be actual activities. The wife should take care of serving the husband, and the husband should take care of the wife. Then the relationship, why this relationship, why these are activities? There is prayojan. What is that prayojan? To get some. Marriage means to get some. That is prayojan. Putrathi kriyati bharja. Bharja means wife. One has to accept a bharja, a wife. Why? Putrathi. For the matter of getting a son. Why? Why there is a necessity of getting a son? Putra pinda prayojanam. This is Vedic civilization. Putra. Putra means punnamok narakat trayati iti putra. Putra. Pu means punnamok narakam. There is a hell which is called pun. So from that hellish condition, one who delivers trayate iti tra, therefore he is called putra. This is every Sanskrit word has got meaning, root meaning. Putra, putra pinna prayajana. Putra is required. Why? After death, if by chance the father does not get ordinary life or goes to the hellish condition of life, the son will deliver. Therefore, sadhya ceremony. There is sadhya. What is that sadhya ceremony? Sadhya ceremony means to offer foodstuff to Vishnu, and with the prasadam to the forefathers or fathers it is offered. So that by eating prasadam, if he is in ghost life or in hellish life, he will deliver. This is called sraddha. So it is the duty of the son, sraddha ceremony. Advaita Acharya, he was also performing the sraddha ceremony, and he offered the prasadam, remnants of Purta, to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was in Shantipur, and he was chanting Hare Krishna mantra day and night, and when he has to take some prasadam, he had to come to Advaita Acharya's place and take prasadam there. So, one day Haridas Thakur asked Advaita Acharya, that why you are giving me prasadam? He presented himself that I am coming from Mahavedan family, but why you take so much care upon me? You are giving me prasadam, you are taking so much care, you are making a cottage for me. Why? You are one of the leaders of the Brahmana in Shantipur, all very exalted, learned brahmanas, and if you are taking so much care upon me, then they may criticize you, blaspheme you. So I think you should not do this. I don't want that you may be criticized, or I may be criticized. So Advaita Acharya said, no, I am not doing anything against the shastras, so nobody can criticize. I am doing nothing against the shastra. So, in the shastras, Jiva Goswami also has given quotation from the shastra that it doesn't matter from which family a person is coming, but if he is a pure devotee, he should be taken all care, and he should be offered charity, he should be offered prasadam. All care should be taken for him. This is very shastra indication. Advaita Acharya said that I am doing the right thing, and by feeding you, I am feeding daily many millions of Brahmins. By feeding you. These are statements in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This offering, prasadam, that putra, a right putra, is meant for offering prasadam to Vishnu, so that his forefather and father may be delivered. That is the system of putra. So such Vedanta Vadi or the Bhakti Vedantas are impartial in distributing this Bhakti Vedanta title is given on this Vedanta Vadi. Because in our society there was no Vedanta, so some of the Vaishnavas selected me to give this title, Bhakti Vedanta. Vedanta means bhakti, understanding bhakti. Because Vedaishta Sarpai Aham Eva Vedam. So who can understand Krishna unless he has bhakti? So this is Bhakti Vedanta. So Vedantavadi are the Bhakti Vedantas, are impartial in distributing the transcendental knowledge of devotional self. To them no one is enemy or friend. No one is educated or uneducated. No one is specially favorable and no one is unfavorable. The Bhaktivedanta see the people in general are wasting time in false sensuous things. Their business is to get the ignorant mass of people to re-establish the lost relationship with the Prajan, lost relationship with the Personality of Godhead. By such endeavor, even the most forgotten soul is roused up to the sense of spiritual life, and thus being initiated by the Bhakti Vedanta, the people in general gradually progress on the path of transcendental realization. So, the Vedantavadis initiated the boy even before he became self-controlled and was detached from the childish sporting, etc. But before the initiation, he, the boy, became more and more advanced in discipline, which is very essential for one who wishes to make progress in the line, in the system of Varnasam Dharma, which is the beginning of actual life. Small boys, 5 years of age, are sent to become brahmachari at the guru's ashrama just to learn discipline. So, unless one is disciplined, this is the only qualification that Narad Muni was disciplined. So much discipline that is so small boy, still he would not talk anything nonsense. He was so disciplined. So, the more we become disciplined, as it is stated in this Shastra, Utsaha Dhajya Nishcha Tattva Karma Pravartana, these are discipline, then more we become advanced, and naturally we get the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna through the mercy of spiritual Guru Krishna Kripa. There must be mercy both of them, Guru and Krishna. Without Guru's Kripa, one cannot reach Krishna, and without Krishna's Kripa, one cannot get a bona fide spiritual master. This is correlative task. So, we should follow the disciplinary methods sincerely under the guidance of spiritual master. Then it will be very, very easy to go back to home, back to Godhead. Narad Muni, next time become Narada, means he went to back to home, back to Godhead. He was promoted in the Vaikuntha Loka, then in the next creation to distribute this Bhakti Marga. He took birth as the son of Brahmaji, and his business was to convert only all others to devotional life. You will find Narad Muni's name in connection with Valmiki, in connection with Prahlad Maharaj long, long ago. And still, we are also following Narad Muni's path, Narad Pancharatra. Our method is Narad Pancharatra. So, Narad Muni is the original spiritual master of Vyasadeva, and from Vyasadeva, our disciplic succession is coming. Therefore, Guru is representative of Vyasadeva. On his birthday, the ceremony is offered as Vyas Puja. This is the disciplic succession. So, we should try to follow Narad Muni. Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. There are 12 Mahajana, great authorities, of whom, out of the 12, Narad Muni is one of them. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. Narada Sambhu, yes. Sambhu, is not that the verse? Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Manu. So Narada's name is there. They are one of the Mahajan. So Narad Muni is Mahajan, and he became Mahajan on account of his austerity and following the principles. So anyone who follows Narada, he also becomes Mahajan. This is the disciple's action. Thank you very much.